In a heartbreaking turn of events, tragedy struck the family of former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. The 19-year-old son of the prominent tech figure Marco Troper was discovered lifeless in his hostel at the University of California in Berkeley. The young student residing at the Clark Kirk campus, a student housing complex, was found unresponsive at approximately 4:23 p.m. local time on February 13th. According to UC Berkeley spokesperson Janet Gilmore, the Berkeley Fire Department had initiated life-saving measures before the University of California Police Department arrived on the scene. Despite the swift response, Marco Troper was pronounced dead upon the arrival of campus police. At this point, no signs of foul play have been identified, and an investigation into the circumstances surrounding his death is underway. Heart-wrenchingly, Marco's grandmother, Esther Wojcicki, confirmed the tragic news on February 14th in a heartfelt Facebook post. She described her beloved grandson as the most kind, loving, smart, fun, and beautiful human being. Esther Wojcicki shared the SFGate news that Marco's cause of death is suspected to be a drug overdose. The family is currently awaiting the results of toxicology report to gain more clarity on the circumstances surrounding his passing. In her emotional Facebook post, Esther Wojcicki expressed the family's devastation, stating, "Our family is devastated beyond comprehension." She further highlighted Marco's enthusiasm for his studies, describing him as thriving academically in his second semester of freshman year at UC Berkeley, where he was majoring in mathematics. As the Wojcicki family grapples with the unimaginable loss, their hope is to prevent similar tragedies. Esther Wojcicki emphasized the importance of raising awareness about the dangers of drug use, stating, "One thing we do know, it was a drug. We want to prevent this from happening to any other family," she said. May his soul rest in peace.
Subscribe to One India channel and never miss an update.